This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. More and more budget-minded travelers are turning to house-sitting to save a little money. Companies that match homeowners and house-sitters say their business has grown by 30 to 50% a year for the past few years. And as Ashley Milne-Tite reports, baby boomers are a big part of the trend.
Australian Kerry Stevens and her husband John are retired teachers. They're keen travellers, but the notoriously pricey UK had always seemed out of their range.
There is absolutely no way we could have had any time in London like this unless we'd done a quick, like, insight tour and maybe had 3 or 4 days in London. And instead we've had a month.
A month of free accommodation. The Stevens is a house-sitting and newly refurbished two-bedroom apartment within easy distance of London's sights. Their main responsibility is to look after the owner's beloved Siamese cat, Goo. It didn't take long for the couple to feel at home.
This is just the small second room. I've had to move there because Goo and John took the main bedroom, so I'm sleeping in there, which suits me fine.
They got the assignment through a house-sitting website.
Really nice,
they had plenty of email and phone contact with the owners ahead of time to ensure each couple felt comfortable with the other. They also worked out the rules of the sit, including perks.
And over there's our little car that the owners have lent us, just in front of that little red one there. Yesterday we went up to Oxford and Blenheim Palace, which I've always wanted to see. So.
As for the cat, snuggling in Stephen's arms, she doesn't sound like she's missing her owners too much. A reluctance to kennel pampered pets is part of what's fueling the growth in house sits, says Gary Dunn, publisher of the Texas-based Caretaker Gazette. He says the second home boom is another factor, with owners unwilling to leave their properties empty for long stretches. Luckily for them, Dunn says, there are plenty of baby boomers eager for new experience. Some of his subscribers opt to house sit just before they retire.
They want to try out, say, 3 or 4 different locations, see how they like the environments, the people, the weather, etc., and then that can help them determine that they're going to relocate and move to Florida or Hawaii or outside the U.S.
Many of the pads are regular family homes, but they run the gamut from 75,000 square foot mansions in California to European villas with sprawling grounds and plenty of four-footed occupants. New Zealander Susan Holtham runs house-sitting website Mind My House.
We just had an advert posted to our site in Portugal. 2 weeks, 5 dogs, 9 cats, and a Shetland pony and some parrots.
As an incentive to care for that menagerie, the homeowner is throwing in a week's vacation in their guest house after the sit ends. House sitting can be hard work. Sharon Ackland quit the corporate world more than a year ago. She's been house-sitting up and down the East Coast ever since while she works on a book. She says some owners require you to complete a lengthy list of tasks while you're in residence.
Things like forwarding the mail and watering plants and mowing and weeding and watering a garden, snow shoveling, errand running.
It all adds up. But still, she says, house-sitting is well worth the effort.
It ends up opening doors that you never would have thought possible.
From new friendships made with owners to seeing parts of the country and the world you never would have thought possible otherwise. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite.